नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। मोस्ट ब्लेसेड लवर्स ऑफ ह्यूमैनिटी, आई कुड नॉट रेजिस्ट माई अर्ज टू सेंड यू दिस मैसेज। प्लीज लिसन केयरफुली एंड इफ यू फील there is any substance to what I am saying, please send it to whom you feel it is necessary to send. We have completed 3 days of the Yajna. Today is the 4th day. Today I have talked to 6 of my admirers in China. So far I have received 11 emails from different parts of China itself, and 2 messages I have received from South Korea, and I was surprised to receive 1 message also from Italy. The most promising message came from China, that in Beijing itself, the capital of China, and in the city of Wuhan, which was the epicenter of this coronavirus, people are feeling the worst is over. They are feeling relaxed. Shops have started opening, and even the government has advised people in the Wuhan city not to feel compelled to use the mask. And suddenly there has been a drastic drop in a new cases of coronavirus in South Korea. Also, there is much less panic, and people are suddenly feeling a change in the consciousness. From Rome, that is the capital of Italy, I have received a message, and the message, the substance of the message is that we have no fear. We know it is the handiwork of some negative forces, and it will be over. In India, what the media is saying, the reality is totally different. I have collected reports from 27 cities from India, including Bombay, Delhi, Calcutta, Hyderabad, Bangalore, Bhubaneswar, Ahmedabad, Baroda. These are the cities having the dense population, and people are enjoying the shutdown of the offices, but there is no fear. And at Thiruvannamalai, where we are sitting, I have not seen a single person using any mask. Today, when the Yajna was going on, I just took the car and went with my driver, and I consciously entered into some of the crowded shopping complexes. All the places were full with people. Not a single person was using any mask, nor there was any talk of this coronavirus anywhere. Same is the case in Bhubaneswar. And in many parts of India. So one thing is, if we read the newspaper, it will appear as if there is a lockdown. But if we see the reality, we will feel it is just like a hoax. So, whatever it may be, I feel the effect of the Jagya is very much visible. This is not the time when one should take credit. This is also not the time when one should blame others for what is happening to mankind. The true yogic spirit is to be completely neutral to passing opinions and sending impressions. Whatever may be the cause, but world is gradually coming out of this pure psychosis. Whether it is due to Jagya or whether it is due to the preventive measures that the governments in all the countries are taking care, or whether it is due to the power of the human aspiration, or whether it is due to the prayers of the positive forces, whatever it may be. The main issue is the fear is no longer spreading. And I'm very grateful to the divine forces that when the whole humanity rises in one voice, definitely the supreme grace will respond. Our jagya is continuing, and we will continue as planned. I request all those who are connected with us, who will be listening to this message, to please follow the advice that I have given. Keep a lamp burning or a candle burning for 2 hours every day, if possible, or on 20th, definitely. I assure you, whosoever is listening to this message, I assure everyone, none will be affected by coronavirus. I'm not claiming that I have a magical power, but I do sincerely believe that because I have the pure love for whole humanity, I do believe, because I am not living an individual life, my prayer, my aspiration will never fail. It has never failed. And we will be able to come out of this dark tunnel very soon, very soon, very soon. Love you, bless you, I pray for you, and I aspire you to also feel the way I feel. All glory to human aspiration, all glory to collective will. Thank you for sending, for listening this message, for sending this message to whom you feel should be sent.